It was every sympathetic nod she'd ever seen in one of those Lady Gone Crazy films, from Girl Interrupted with Winona Ryder all the way back to The Snake Pit with Olivia de Havilland. But right then she'd been too involved. Too busy telling the nice officer on Tassi about how the apparition's jeans had been dragging on the sidewalk from the knees down. And when she was done, she, for the first time, heard the one about how the black woman had probably come out from behind a bus shelter. Also the one, this'll kill you, about how the black woman had probably just stepped out of some little store. There were billions of them in that neighborhood. As for Trudy, she premiered her bit about how there were no bus shelters on that corner, not on the downtown side of 46th, not on the uptown side either. Also, the one about how all the shops were gone on the downtown side since Two Hammarskjöld went up, that would prove to be one of her most popular routines, would probably get her on stage at Radio Goddamn City someday. She was asked for the first time what she'd had for lunch just before seeing this woman, and realized for the first time that she'd had a 20th century version of what Ebenezer Scrooge had eaten shortly before seeing his old and long-dead business partner. Potatoes and roast beef. Not to mention several blots of mustard. She forgot all about asking Officer Antasi if he'd like to go out to dinner with her. In fact, she threw him out of her office. Mitch Gutenberg poked his head in shortly thereafter. "Do they think they'll be able to get your bag back, True?"
"Get lost," Trudy said without looking up. "Right now."
Gutenberg assessed her pallid cheeks and set jaw. Then he retired without saying another word. 3. Trudy left work at 4:45, which was early for her. She walked back to the corner of 2nd and 46th, and although that ningly tum feeling began to work its way up her legs and into the pit of her stomach again as she approached Hammarskjöld Plaza, she never hesitated. She stood on the corner, ignoring both white walk and red don't walk. She turned in a tight little circle, almost like a ballet dancer, also ignoring her fellow Second Avenueites and being ignored in turn. "Right here," she said. "It happened right here. I know it did. She asked me what size I was, and before I could answer, I would have answered, I would have told her what color my underwear was if she asked. I was in shock. Before I could answer, she said, 'Never mind. Susanna says you look like about a 7. These'll do.' Well, no, she hadn't quite finished that last part, but Trudy was sure that was what the woman had meant to say. Only then her face had changed, like a comic getting ready to imitate Bill Clinton or Michael Jackson or maybe even George Clooney. And she'd asked for help. Asked for help and said her name was... what? Susanna Dean, Trudy said. That was the name. I never told Officer Antasi. Well, yeah, but fuck Officer Antasi. Officer Antasi with his bus shelters and little stores, just fuck him. That woman, Susanna Dean, Whoopi Goldberg, Coretta Scott King, whoever she was, thought she was pregnant. Thought she was in labor. I'm almost sure of it. Did she look pregnant to you, Trudes? No, she said. On the uptown side of 46th, white walk once again became red don't walk. Trudy realized she was calming down. Something about just standing here with two Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza on her right was calming.